This is Davin's Den.
And we are back.
Davin's Den, thank you for hanging out with us. Do some scamming. Scammers, let me cue that up. Now, we haven't done this in a little while, so it'll be good to do this. Now, the last time we spoke on the calendar with Mary was August 7th of 2020. And Mary wanted stuff, and all she got was a barrage of insults. It was really... It was really kind of, and we associated that this basically was a relationship about money, so that was August 7th, 2020. We do not hear from Mary until September 2nd of 2020. We have passed our weekend in Scranton. I guess we are not going. I don't know.
I think that was a no.
She goes, "Hello, are you doing? Good morning." I go, "Good morning." Well, she just said, "Are you doing?" I know what I'm doing. She goes, "How are you doing?" I go, "Why do you care how I'm doing?" She goes, "You don't love me anymore." I go, "Of course not. You broke up with me and blocked me."
Stop a second. We thought it was curtains last time for the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised she's even talking to you.
Why?
Well, because she wants to know what you're doing, and last time she decidedly did not.
Yeah. We're the Brokeback Mountain. She can't quit me. She goes, I go, "Of course not. You broke up with me and blocked me." She goes, "You don't love me." I go, "You don't love me." I go, "Did you try and call me?" She goes, "No." I go, "My phone says you did." I guess my phone said she did. She goes, "Hello?" I go, "Hello." She goes, "How are you doing?" I go, "I am fine. You said you no longer wanted to talk. What changed?" She goes, "I love you so much." I go, "No, you don't." She goes, "I'm serious about this." I go, "You blocked me." She goes, "It's because you don't care about me." I go, "You said you don't have time for me." She goes, "You don't care about me." I go, "I moved on. Once you show me that I meant nothing to you, there was no reason to care any longer."
I feel like there's a circle going on.
I might as well go to Joanne's house.
I continue. I go, "You wanted me out of your life, so you got it." She goes, "I love you so much." I go, "Prove it." She goes, "That." I go, "Question mark?" We move to September 3rd. She goes, "Good morning."
Whoa, 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 whoa. How did that change on a dime? And I mean literally on a fucking dime.
Because she's like the wind.
Are you pranking us just using, like, song titles
no, I let
to
you...
describe her whims now?
No, I let you know when I do that. Although I did do that with a scammer I was talking to this weekend, and the song is "I Want a Woman, Not Some Little Girl." It's by Rat. So I put the quote in from
the lyric, yeah.
I put the quote in from Rat, and I even included the yeah.
Nice.
She goes, "Good morning." I go, "Good morning." She goes, "How are you doing?" I said, "Fine." She goes, "How are you doing?" I said, "Fine." She goes, "I'm missing you so much." I go, "You should have thought of that before you blocked me and said horrible things to me."
I love you. Fine.
We moved to September 4th. She goes, "How are you doing?" I said, "Fine." She says, "Okay."
Oh, Jesus Christ. Everybody fine.
Fine. You know that doesn't mean fine. We've discussed this.
Well, in this context, it's fine. It's fine. That's like fine, but it's like, look, I'm going to go split. I'm going to hang with the guy. Fine. Now, that's fucked. That's
fine. Right.
I don't think it's that in that context, this one.
She goes, I go, "What do you want from me? I know you want something." She goes, "Did you love me?" I go, "Why does it matter?" She goes, "Nothing." I go, "What nothing?" I go, "What are you saying about nothing?" We move to September 14th. I say, "Hello."
Wait.
What?
It's just, it's funny because normal people don't have conversations where they just stop and then pick up again days later.
Yeah.
Was this, I'm trying to figure out if I have the right year. Can you guys just give me like 1 minute and discuss this while I look for something?
Yeah, sure. Joe, I know that you've noticed on TV that a lot of times people just hang up the phone, they don't say goodbye. And that drives me crazy.
My old boss used to do that. Just hang
Who
up.
Who did?
Yeah, my old boss. My old day program before this one. You know, the head of the company. He would go, click. I even taught his son, who was my other boss, I go, yeah, your old man just hangs up. Yeah, he does that to me, too, his fucking son, you know?
It's just like, it's a very unusual thing for people to do, and this scammer does it all the time. Just like, all of a sudden, it feels like in mid-conversation, it's dropped for days. If you had somebody that didn't have the powers of hiring and firing you that did that to you, wouldn't you, like, discuss it with him or, like, call them out on it?
Yeah.
I mean,
if it was one of my friends, let's say Davin did that, you know.
Yeah.
Just an argument's sake. And it's like, yeah, all right, yeah, all right, so 6:30, show, yeah. But next time I talk, dude, what's your problem? What do you mean? Say goodbye. Well, proper etiquette is you say goodbye when you want a phone call. You know?
Absolutely.
So, it's weird. But it's also weird when they disappear off the face of that. Look, when we started, when we left off 2 weeks ago, you know, the question was at the end of the, well, what do you think, kids? I go, yeah, I don't think this is going to go far. I think this is pretty much wrapping up.
All right. I'm sorry. I am where I'm supposed to be. I was just reading this. I'm like, this seems like so, like there seems, it seems so broken, even to me. did I screw up? I didn't.
Yeah, I know. It's like super choppy. And that's why I'm like, if you were talking to anybody else, you wouldn't put up with this.
No. All right. So September 14th, 10 days later, I go hello to her. September 23rd, 9 days later, she says hi. I say hi. I mean, it's just so weird.
9 days later.
Yes.
Yeah, let me just grab stuff out of the sky here.
You give her a space.
Well, the next day I go, good morning, Mary. Good morning. How are you, Mary? She goes, hello. I go, hi, sweetheart. And then that's it until September 30th. And I.
What was the date before that?
September 24th.
Okay.
I go, are we talking or not talking? She goes, hello. I go, hi. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm good. I go, I'm glad. She goes, okay. And then I give her a smiling emoji and a pumpkin emoji. What have you been doing these weeks? She goes, hello. I go, hola. We go to October 2nd.
Oh, my God.
She says, hi. I say, hi. I go, what are you doing right now? She says, hi. I say, hi. We go to October 17th.
it's like the why bother relationship.
I think the next thing you're going to ask, what are you doing? I'm trimming the tree.
She goes, hi. I say, hey. We go to December 2nd.
See? I thought I was fucking around.
Yeah, no, you're right.
She goes, hello. Are you there, honey? I go, hi. She goes, hi. I go, how are you? She goes, I'm good, honey. I go, I'm glad to hear it. I've not heard from you in a while. We go to December 9th. We are skipping around the calendar.
And by the way, Joe, it would be really weird if Davin said that he was trimming his tree.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, December 9th. She goes, yes, I told you I love my phone. I think she meant I lost, but.
Oh.
I go, I don't think.
I love our phone. That's like a no shit thing.
I go, I don't think you told me you love your phone. She goes, hi. I go, hi, how are you? She goes, I'm good, and you? I go, I'm good, thanks. She goes, are you on WhatsApp? I go, no. She goes, why? I go, I laugh. I go, just not. Never had a reason for it. She goes, did you love me, honey? I go, you know I did. She goes, are you sure? I go, why do you ask? She goes, I don't think you ever loved me. I go, I don't think you ever loved me. She goes, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I go, they are words. I wish I could believe you. She goes, I'm serious, honey, but you don't talk care of me. I go, I had a nice vacation planned for us. You know that. She goes, when, honey? I go, wow, you forgot, sad emoji? She goes, yes, honey. Then she goes, they have Hark my Instagram.
Hark! My Instagram Hark. Is calling.
I gotta tell you, you two deserve each other.
We do. I go, we were going to stay in a nice hotel on the beach in Scranton. We were looking forward to it. We were going to have lots of fun and have lots of sex.
Right.
She goes, okay, have remembered. You said you were excited about it. She goes, honey, where are you now? Did you go to work? I go, I have a show tonight. She goes, okay, honey. I go, I'm disappointed. We never took that trip. And then I go, you vanish. She goes, send me your pic. I go, LOL, you know what I look like. She goes, no, send me pictures. I go, you don't know what I look like? She goes, yes. I go, wow, sad emoji. She goes, they have harked my Instagram. I go, that's something you should remember. She goes, send me your pic. I go, I'm really hurt. She goes, what? Her Instagram was harked.
Harked.
I go, you said you love me. We had a relationship. You had no idea what I look like because you forgot. She goes, send me your pic. You know I lose my phone. Honey. I go, I feel like I never meant anything to you. I could never forget you, Mary, but you've forgotten me. She goes, I love you so much. I go, you don't know what I look like. How can you love me when you forgot about my looks?
I'm trying to catch up because I just bought this client. Oops.
Yeah.
She goes, I have your pictures before, but I lose my phone. Do you understand? I go, yes, but you said you do not remember what I look like. She goes, I remember. Honey, do you have Cash App?
Oh, God. This is so ham-handed.
No.
Oh, boy, does she know how to segue?
No. No. She's having problems with memory. She wants me to buy her some memory. You do the same thing with your computer.
Uh-huh.
I go, Cash App? I go, are you about to send me cash?
Yeah, right.
She goes,
you know the way she slips, that's like me going to you. So, how is that gig? Who books that? Give me $20.
Yeah. Really?
Well, no, I just asked her if she's about to send me cash.
Nice. Yeah. Right.
That was me. She goes, do you have Cash App? Answer me. I go, no. She goes, why? I go, why do you have it? She goes, I'm using it. I go, for what? She goes, Mary goes, do you want to use it? I go, I don't know anything about it. She goes, okay. She goes, if you want to send me money, you can use it. Well, that's refreshing and good to know.
Thanks for that, out of the blue segue. Thanks.
Oddly enough, I wrote, that's good to know. I go, so you're reaching out to me after all these months was for me to send you money. She goes, you don't have to. She goes, you don't want to take good care of me. I go, answer the question. Are you just saying hello so I can send you money? And then I go, and you're gone. I guess that answered my question. Well, I guess that is done. Let's see.
It is pretty rude to say we're done. I'm blocking you. And then all of a sudden, you stick your hand out.
Yeah, really.
What do we got? All right, I'll do a little bit more, I guess, because we haven't done much of it. Let's see. December 10th, she goes, I'm here. How are you doing? I go, I'm fine. How are you? She goes, I'm good, hon. And you, hon? I go, glad you're well. You hurt me yesterday, I said. She goes, what is happening? I go, nothing. She goes, honey, hello? Are you there, honey? I go, I'm here. She goes, what are you doing? I go, hi, December 11th. She goes, my love, are you there? I said, hi. This is like a perpetual phone call with where everybody's out of cell range. Except we're texting.
Can you hear me now?
She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm okay.
Can you
how
pay
are you?
Me now?
Hello? Hello? Honey? Pippi, are you there? Pip, are you there? Are you there? Huh? It's cold. It's dark.
I wish I had a blanket.
Pip, I need a Cash App. Can you send me some cash? Pip, are you there?
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
I'm fine.
Honey, are you there? Hello? Honey, I'm asking, do you have Cash App? Hello? Honey, you never loved me. Is that Joe? Joe? No. Hello? Honey? I thought somebody broke into our line.
Really?
December 12th, she goes, how was your day, honey? She goes, I'm missing you so much. I go, it was okay. Just finished working out. What are you doing? She goes, I'm at home, honey. I go, that's nice. What do you do when you're at home? She goes, nothing, honey. I go, you just stare at the wall, LOL? She goes, yes. By the way, can I tell you, a lot of these scammers that I deal with, they do nothing at home. Maybe they should do something instead of scamming. It might solve the problem.
Make a craft. Make a knit. Macrame, something.
Still waiting for socks. I go, you just stare at the wall, LOL? She goes, yes. I go, that's sad. She goes, what? I'm tired of being alone here. You don't talk about it. I go, what don't I talk about? She goes, about my coming to you. I go, I was unaware we were planning that. She goes, okay, what is your plan now? You don't take good care of me. I go, we've not been a couple of months. This is the first I'm hearing of this. She goes, okay. I go, what is okay? She goes, nothing. You don't take good care of me. I go, I was unaware that was my responsibility. She goes, is your responsibility. You are my husband to be, but you don't take good care of me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the phone. You were broken up, and now your husband to be?
Yeah.
Huh. Who knew?
She did.
Yeah. It would have been nicer for her to clean you in.
To which I respond, that's news to me. I go, when did this happen? She goes, it means you don't love me. I go, you haven't been around for months. You vanished. She goes, this is my phone. I go, I'm not ready to wife you up.
That's personal.
She goes, why? It means you don't love me anymore. I go, marriage is a big commitment. We need to be a lot closer before I wife you up. She goes, okay, honey. I go, I'm glad we agree. She goes, okay, honey, what are you doing now? I go, coming back from the mechanic. Sounds like something I would do. She goes, okay, honey. I go, just got home. She goes, have you eat, honey? She goes, are you there, honey? I go, hi. I go, you don't talk to me. She goes, you don't talk to me. I go, I do when I can. I'm not sitting by the phone waiting for messages, though. And we will end it there.
It's such a bad. I mean, like if you weren't doing this and hanging on because of content, if you were just a person and this was your supposed relationship, would you still be entertaining this?
I think it would be tough to.
Wouldn't it? I mean, isn't this like the worst that you've seen?
This could be the worst. Because the others were stupid.
You know, I got to tell you, you're right. Because it's just so severely dysfunctional. It's uncomfortable.
Yes.
I mean, am I wrong? You know, it's just the desperation in her reaching out, the desperation in him accepting, it's just so not normal. That it's so severely dysfunctional, it's so uncomfortable.
Yes.
It is the worst. It is the worst. And like I said, what did we start? We've been doing the show 12. I think we've been doing the scammer stuff
May 2012.
All right, May 2000. Okay, 2012. So it's been 11 years. It'll be 11 years in May. That out of all those stories, and you know, like I say, Davin says, well, I forget about the clips after I do. I have to log everything. I have to write everything down and follow every minute and edit and do that. So I know this shit. This is the most uncomfortable, dysfunctional out of everything. It's very weird. It's very disquieting, you know?
That's the perfect word that you use. It's dysfunctional and it's uncomfortable. Those are the perfect words because you nailed it. And that's why I was reacting to, because I'm like, if you didn't have to do this for content, who would be talking to this person? Like,
what would be this person? What? It blocked you there, and they're coming back. And we're doing this in the context of not, you know, using this as content for a show. This is, you know, and it does happen. So of this person coming back and reaching back and Davin being accepting of it, let's say that was somebody, you know, a real, you know, a victim, that they're being accepting of that. I mean, that's a purely emotional issues that you have where you're accepting this person back.
And
this person coming out of the word that blocked you, I mean, it's such a dysfunctional relationship.
I have a hard time picturing this person being successful.
I must tell you.
Everybody's allowing this to go forward, and that's where the uncomfortability comes in. You know,
this is where, as a friend, you would say you have to break up with this person.
Yeah, because a lot of times, right, a lot of times at this instance, it became spy versus spy. But in this instance, it doesn't seem that way. It just seems very weird.
Yeah.
I must say, this analysis by you two has really shed some light on something. The dysfunctionality in your relationships, that's what this has shed a light on. Here we have two people, Mary and fake Davin, that can give each other space and then come back and pick right off. This is a healthy relationship. And this just shows how much you have to crowd, how you always have to be on top of your significant other. Listen, we can give each other a month and a half of time. Have you ever been with somebody who you don't talk to for a long time and you can pick up with hello, hi, honey, are you there? No, you haven't, because you have never had a healthy relationship like these two kids.
Yeah, and you know what? You got a point, because I was saying before that Joanne texted me last month asking me, she asked me if she could drive a U-Haul truck. And then I'm thinking about the last 5 minutes of my act, and I'm like, is life imitating art? And then I go, yeah, you drove my van. You could probably drive a U-Haul truck. Well, I have to move my stuff from one storage unit to another, and the person that's helping me doesn't have a driver's license, so I might have to drive the U-Haul truck. I'm like, okay. So then she writes back to me. She goes, well, if it was your friend Lenore, you'd help her right away. And I go, yeah, but she would ask for help. You didn't. And then she got very nasty. And then what I did is I went back to our relationship, because I had a lot of time. I've had six years to think about everything that's gone on. And I dissected our relationship from the time we met, when we should have called it a day. I called her a narcissist. I mean, I dissected everything and wrote her this whole diatribe. And after that, she tried to call me a couple of days later, but I was at rehearsal trying to find a place to park. I can't talk now. I haven't heard from her in a month, never called to wish me a happy birthday. Now, and not that I mind, because I really don't. But you look back and I saw how dysfunctional my marriage was, and when we should have called it a day and didn't, and allowed it on both ends to keep going. So I should have. And once you step away and you look back and you think, you're like, wow, that was really dysfunctional.
Well, I mean, I haven't had a relationship that was like that, but I certainly did have a friendship or two that were like that. And there was a point where, had I been stronger in my own sense of self-worth, I would have walked away, but I hung in there and, tried to keep it going. And it's like, I'm sure that if we were reading it on the show, I'd go, oh, damn, why did I entertain that for as long as I did?
Yeah, well, it's in real life. There's somebody that I know of that is in a relationship with this person that's very toxic and allows it to persist because they feel that they can't get anybody else. And he's a handsome kid. He could probably get anybody he wants. But because he doesn't have a lot of self-worth sometimes, he continues in this relationship that should have been dissolved. So, art imitates life in some instances. I mean, this relationship is going on. But if you do have two people that don't have self-worth and that could be toxic, and then when you get back, oh, wow, I got to latch onto this while I can, it continues. And that's why I get a sense that this is very disquieting.
I see what you're saying. I think we answered our own questions. As disturbing and uncomfortable as this relationship is, it's totally possible to happen.
Yeah, she doesn't have she doesn't have her shit together. It's a problem.
Oh, no, she does not. She does not.
I'm sure I had another scammer at this time to keep me occupied. I'm sure there was one.
Of course, because there's no way that you would have, you would not have been satisfied with this every other, you know, day, and then all of a sudden, like, every month.
No, that's not true, because I tried to get rid of this one. I was done with this one.
Oh, yeah, it's true. You were just like, something, though, whatever.
In a business thing, if it's a little slow, you go back. There was at the day program, there was a customer that called me. We were running a promotion back in November, which was still honoring. But I didn't know if we could still do terms. So I said, look, we could do the I don't know if I could do the special terms on that. All right, I'll get back to you. I hadn't heard back from him for a couple of days, and I tried to reach out. I need this order. I reached out. So luckily, his salesman was on vacation. He comes back. I talk to him. I go, you give him terms. You call him. We got. I go, it's on me. I should have gave him terms in the first place. You got to call him. You got to reel this order in. We need to get this order. And we did. But still, you know, you have, you say, well, we only get, and then, you know, it's a little slow. It's like, all right, we got to figure something out here, you know. So, and in scammer terms, you know, she's probably slow. It's like, all right, let me call him back, see what we can do. Yeah. You know, maybe we can put something on the table, you know, and that's sales. You know, like I said, it's a $7,000 order. You know, I should have told him terms in the first place. I fucked up on it. I called my salesman. I go, listen, tell him that I don't know what I'm doing. I just start whatever the fuck. We got to get the fucking order. So he went out. He did what he did. We got the fucking order. You know, you got to do what you got to do, you know?
Teamwork.
All right. Yeah. Makes the dream work. Let's call it a night. All right. So, yeah, we went through a lot of the calendar, but these kids are still at it. Still at it.
Yep.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of our show. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you so much, Russ.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater any dietary need. Don't start laughing. I got to go to bed. All right, shut up. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespreading Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what do we have coming up, pal?
Probably have something over the summer.
All right, we'll have something coming up. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions for all your comic needs, any event, party, restaurant, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094. Joe's got a busy schedule. Where are you going to be?
Yeah, very busy. Tomorrow, April 19th, I'm going to be at McGuire's Comedy Club. Dial 631-467-5413 or go to bohemia.gov.com. Friday, April 21st, 9 p.m., I'm going to be at Max's Pavilion, 1559 Richmond Road, Staten Island, with Rich Voss. It's going to be a great night. Call 718-980-5006. The following night, I'm going to be at the Algonquin Theater in Manasquan, New Jersey. That is Saturday, 422nd, 8 p.m. I'm going to be with that's nice. I forget who I'm going to be with. But he's going to be damn funny.
I'm going to be there with
I blanked on who I'm going to be with. It's going to be a great show. Go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com or call 1-877-UNCLE-VIN. Also, I'm going to be back at McGuire's on the 23rd. And once again, 631-467-5413 or bohemia.gov.com.
All right. That is it for us. We'll see you next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.